Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. Happy Monday. It's April 15th, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Attacks on Israel. Trump trial in New York. Stabbing attack in Sydney. And back to the drawing board for Nike. Let's hope. It's all coming up then. Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, massive attack from Iran against Israel. More than 300 missiles and drones were fired from Iran towards Israel. Almost all of them were intercepted before entering Israel. Only minor damage done to one military base from a few ballistic missiles that did land in the country, and a 10-year-old girl was severely injured by shrapnel. Those are all the casualties we know of. Now the question is, how will Israel retaliate? Biden is pressuring Israel to not. Leaked reports that President Biden told Benjamin Netanyahu that the U.S. will not participate in a reprisal strike on Iran. Another Trump trial begins today in New York. This is the Stormy Daniels hush money trial. Now, just to be clear, having an affair, which Trump denies having, is not illegal, and hush money is not illegal either. The only reason this is a matter of the courts is the stretch of an argument that hush money was used to keep Stormy Daniels quiet to benefit the presidential campaign. So therefore, this was a campaign expense that was not disclosed. This is a campaign finance law violation, which is even further stretched to be a New York State law violation because he had to falsify business records to pay the $130,000. Now, falsifying business records in New York is a misdemeanor, but it can be a felony if the records are falsified to further some other crime. That other crime, the campaign finance law. At a shopping mall in Sydney, a 40-year-old man stabbed and killed five women and killed a man, injured dozens others, including a 9-month-old baby whose mother was one of the victims. The mother passed the baby off to a stranger as she was dying. The heroes here are the police officer who showed up first, shot the man dead. There's also a video of a man who found some pole and was using it to keep the murderer in the middle of a stairwell. Chalk me up for team anti-Nike on this one. The Nike track and field Olympic uniforms were revealed, and they are terrible. The issue that's getting the most attention is the cut of the women's uniform are super high and not appropriate or suitable for athletic excellence. But beyond that, they're just really ugly. Go to Slater Radio on Twitter. I posted a picture of every track and field uniform design. The best is clearly 1968. They're red, white, blue, and bold USA letters. It's very simple. But this year, Nike decided to go with magenta and pink and light blue and USA and Comic Sans font. Back to the drawing board, Nike. I'm Mike Slater, Bill O'Reilly, with your message of the day. Next.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day.
On this Monday, there are big changes happening in American society, and some of us are very worried about the direction the country is taking. What is happening is that people are withdrawing into their own private worlds, and that's made easy by technology. You know that. You got your computer, you got your smartphone, you got YouTube and this and that and diversions all day long. So you really don't have to live in the real world if you do not want to. You do have to make a living. You have to go to work and get enough money to buy food and to have a place to sleep. But in your leisure time, you don't have to deal with anybody face to face if you don't want to. You can do it all by the machines. And what this does is it sets up an insensitivity to the plight of other people. So it used to be that every neighborhood in the country, everybody knew each other, they helped each other, there were friends, strong bonds, somebody dies, everybody comes in and helps the family, a kid's in trouble, neighbors tell the parents about the kid in trouble. All of that coordination went on in America. That's traditional America. It's gone now in many places. In the small towns, you have a remnant of it, but in the big cities, it's vanished. So isolation is not good for a human being on any level. And these machines are robbing us somewhat of our American pride. It's something to think about. Interact with other people as much as you can.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Vin Solano, Illinois. Hey, Bill, isn't entering a foreign country without a passport a crime? So why is our government flying illegal immigrants into our country without passports? Sounds like a crime to me. But you don't have the information because you're on right-wing websites. That's what I'm assuming, Vince. Here is the truth. If you apply for asylum in a port of entry, okay, or in a U.S. consulate or embassy abroad, and the federal government decides to hear your case, they will allow you to fly to the USA, but you have to pay for the airline ticket. No, the government's not flying you anywhere. You can come here and petition a court if and only if your petition is filed in a foreign country. Terry Widnes, England. I'm glad we're penetrating England finally. Took a while. Chet, bad officials are the ones elected by good citizens who do not vote. I'll submit to you, you can't be a good citizen if you don't vote. All right, Scott Horton, Sonora, Mexico. Stay safe down there, Scott. Bill, since Stormy Daniels was paid money to keep quiet, she must have signed a non-disclosure agreement. Why hasn't she been sued for breach of agreement? Because New York State does not uphold many agreements in civil court. They just don't do that here. That's why the civil justice system in New York has collapsed. You can have a contract signed 18 times. Judge doesn't want to honor it, he's not going to honor it. And the Trump people, they're not going to bother with suing her for non-disclosure stuff. I mean, you know, you can get away with almost anything in New York right now. But that's the situation. In a moment, something you might not know. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Recent poll from Pew finds most Americans rank Friday the 13th as the unluckiest day of the year. Second place goes to the Ides of March, that's the 15th. But today, April 15th, is also very ominous. Over the centuries, the week of the 15th has been home to some of history's worst tragedies. Here are a few. April 15th, 1865. Just days after the conclusion of the Civil War, Abraham Lincoln is assassinated at Ford's Theater in Washington, D.C. 1906. The San Francisco earthquake destroys 80% of that city, kills 3,000. 1912, the Titanic sinks after hitting an iceberg en route to New York City. More than 1,500 people drown in the frigid water. 1989, the Hillsborough disaster. Overcrowding at an English football stadium causes the structure to collapse. 96 people crushed to death, another 1,000 severely injured. 1993, after a 51-day standoff, the FBI raids a religious compound in Waco, Texas. The ensuing firefight results in 76 fatalities. Many were children. 2 years later, Timothy McVeigh detonates a truck bomb at a federal building in Oklahoma, killing 168 people. April 15, 2013, terrorist brothers explode two bombs near the finish line at the Boston Marathon. 2019, a fire in Paris destroys the Notre Dame Cathedral. When the blaze was finally extinguished, the church's roof was completely burned. The structure had suffered major damage. And here's something else you might not know about the week of April 15th. Today, 2024, has a negative reputation for a different reason. It's officially tax day in the USA. According to the IRS, 2 million citizens failed to file taxes on time. If you're one of them, you have till 3 p.m. to submit your paperwork. Happy April 15th. Wow. Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.